Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is and stupid does, sir.
Shotgun snap to Brady. Four-man rush. Tom moves up to avoid it. Throws down the right side. Incomplete. Myers to cut off his route. Brady was looking for him to continue down the sideline.
Brady is chewing out number 16 right now. At some point, he's going to lose his mind with this personnel.
Catch by Myers. Sidesteps a defender. Crosses to the near side of the 45. And he's shoved down across midfield. A good catch and run by Jacoby Myers.
Cannon held.
But there's a flag in the backfield. Offense, and it's coming 61. Back.
10-yard penalty. 18, second down.
Hogtied him. Good throw by Brady hanging in there, but all for naught.
Throws it down the right side. Wide open Myers at the 29. A flag on the play as he runs to the 20. A stutter step at the 15. And Jacoby is shoved out of bounds. Forced out for at the Texan 12. Here's Tony Clinton.
Pass interference. Offense. Number 11. 10-yard penalty. Repeat. First down.
So another completion to Myers, nullified by a penalty. Brady with a shotgun snap. There's a blitzer and a free run at the quarterback. And a sack by Roby, who drops Brady back at the 23.
Are you stupid or something?
Offensive line is lost right now.
I'm as stupid as a stupid does.
Why they were stupid, we do it every week. Usually it's the other team. Not this time. Patriots felt like they had some coaching mistakes. And by the way, we will talk about the Patriots no longer being the number one seed coming up. But felt like there were coaching mistakes and mental errors last night that, in addition to the offense not being able to move the ball, were uncharacteristic of a Patriots team. That's the way it felt last night.
Yeah, at times, yeah.
We didn't even play in there the sequence on the extra point, which was just special. Coming out, taking the delay game, letting Kai Forbath kick and miss.
Yeah, I mean, like, Tom's told to do that. I could just tell by formation. Like,
I'm not blaming Tom Brady.
You're giving away run right away. I said, this is going to be a run. They're going to hand it. And, wow, oh, God, they stuffed the middle. Brady just like, oh, this ain't going to work.
How soon?
Can you explain how you're balancing? I assume you didn't want to take a timeout there. And was it the look they were giving you that you didn't want to run the play? You guys had to call?
Yeah. Didn't like the look.
Didn't like the look.
Eat it, Reese. He picked me up on a go-kart yesterday.
Yeah. Didn't like the look.
Didn't like it. Oh, I like it a lot.
You want Bill on that one?
Sure.
Bill didn't like the look either, right?
Right.
Bill, on that delay of game, was there communication?
No. Nope. Didn't have a good play.
Do-do-do. Silence. Wow.
That felt 10 times longer
in there.
Looking, he's waiting.
Nails. How many people were in there, Zoe? Was it just you and Rochi?
No.
That's what it felt like.
There's about 20 cameras. Not 20. 15 cameras.
All right, what about bodies, though? People that...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. About 8 to 10.
Oh, okay. That's a sizable group. That's plenty of people.
That's a bad job by the media, then. I thought it was just maybe you and Rochi, and you're like, all right, we got nothing else.
Well, so he went to the podium so quick, I thought maybe they had to get down there.
It was Roach Reese, myself... and two other reporters on my side, and I know the other side had about 4 or 5.
Yeah. From Houston? Houston reporters?
Yeah, but you know what's weird? It's like everybody was stacked up outside the locker room waiting for a locker room to get open.
Oh.
Like our reporters. Like a lot of those guys beat me down there.
Yeah, and if you're choosing between,
like,
the
I got hung up on the elevator
after a loss, you're better off choosing the locker room.
Yeah, because I mean, I think they're so conditioned now too. You know,
like, he's not going to say bleep. He's not going to give us anything.
And I'm not going to be the guinea pig, right?
We'll talk to players.
I'm not going to take the bait.
I'll go in and get a quote from James White, like, yeah, last night when he said it's not about talent, it's about execution. And we're not doing it.
I mean, like, James White was a good thing last night.
Brady, right, would not go there, though, on that one. Brady would not agree with him. Brady declined to answer that question.
What's that?
He was asked twice in his press conference if he thought the team had enough, and he wouldn't go there. He would. It was a, as Chris Gasper called it last night, a non-endorsement of the Patriots offense.
It's ongoing. I mean, it's going to continue until they explode. I thought really last night they had a chance too. Controlled dome, a team that really isn't that good defensively. You know, they play just some zone. I don't know what the percentage was zone and man, but, you know, when they played zone, you couldn't make them pay.
Do you see what Tom Brady, after third down in the final minutes of the game, probably about 4+ minutes to go, let the clock wind down to under 10 seconds? Under five.
Huddle.
And then they called timeout. Like, he just...
Huddle. Right? Part of it, too, is that's coming from the sideline, too, and that could be self-preservation, like, we're spent. Like, let's see if we can move it here. And,
lack of urgency.
Oh, crap.
Lack of getting your crap together at that point. Like, what is going on here, guys? You're losing the game. You're on the road.
Again,
get it moving.
It's White, Edelman, White, Edelman, White.
From everybody, from the coaching staff to the players on the field, where was the urgency there?
Yeah, those guys didn't.
That felt pretty stupid. Because the way you would save that timeout on the extra point, because you didn't want to dare waste the time out there. Now later on, you're wasting it because you just, what, can't get your act together?
Unless your
can't
defense,
decide what it is you want to do?
Your defense is freaking gas, and you don't want to put them back out there. You know, we fear three and out, quick three and out. Like, here,
those timeouts are either important or they're not.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you back it up and attempt a 38-yard PAT, because that timeout is so important, right?
How about Mohamed Sanu on the punt returns? Is that experiment over yet? Because I'd like it to be. I just don't think he's cut out for it. I don't think he's got the instincts for it.
Fair catch at the five?
Fair catch at the five to me was pretty damn stupid. That to me qualifies as that's a stupid category. If that were the other team today.
Steve Belichick's the one that really did the study of where you put your return.
What would you,
stupid guy.
What would you have him do instead, Beadle?
You let that one go.
You put your foot on the nine.
Oh.
And you don't back up anymore. And if that ball is over your head, you let it go in and you pretend you're
going to catch it. Fair catch.
You run up and pretend you're going to catch it at
the
15.
You think that one may have gone into the end zone?
Maybe. It had 5 yards to go.
It's heading that way.
Like, that wasn't a pooch punt. That was like a 55-yard bomb.
A boomer! The thing may have bounced up into the first row of the stands if you let that thing go.
A 55-yarder like that.
He fair caught it backing up.
So stupid!
Inside the 10.
But what I mean is, like, if you could understand if he caught that and it was like, oh, this, I could see the angle on this and the nose is going to bounce and it's going to bounce backwards. But on a 55-yarder, you don't. The punter doesn't do that on a 55-yarder.
Like Cyrus Jones-esque.
That play to me makes me question the football instincts of that player.
Atlanta.
I know that he's not accustomed to doing it. He's really, I think he had one punt return his entire career prior to coming here. So he definitely doesn't have the instincts to be doing that job. But how hard is it to know that at the 5 yard line, you don't fair catch punts at the five? That one you let go. That to me is like,
do you think Olszewski's
hurt? That is Atlanta.
Patriots IR. Like, do you think they're trying to save a roster spot by once IR Olszewski? I thought that kid gave you a little bit. I thought his decision making was pretty decent.
It's pretty egregious for a team that likes special teams so much, isn't it?
I said this last night. I mean, for all the money that they spend on special teams.
Edelman and Chung. Right?
And all the emphasis that they put on special teams on this team. They do it all the time. By the way, Brandon Bolden, nice job on the onside kick last night.
I don't know. Put Burkhead back there. What else is he doing?
But
what is Burkhead?
My point is this. It's not so much about spending or going out and, you know, we got to sign the best punt returner. No. But for someone that cares that much about special teams and invests on special teams, they have done a poor job of having a consistent punt returner for a long time because they've always had to use really good players, whether it was Welker or it was Edelman.
And Bolden's your kick
returner.
They've
had to use players that are guys that probably shouldn't have to do that in addition to what they're doing for your offense.
So you're saying use one of those special team signings on a guy who's good at returning punts?
No, I'm saying find a fifth receiver on your team that is good at receiving punts and also can play a little bit of receiver at a
Cordell Patterson.
Gunnar Olszewski might turn into that, but it turned out that Gunnar Olszewski could do the punt return duty and then also couldn't really play receiver at all.
Cordell Patterson just wasn't up to it. Gave you more than he got credit for.
But he was kick return guy.
Kick return guy, but they handed him the ball when they were down injuries. They threw it to him at times when they had to. But to your point, that is like your perfect fifth receiver that, man, I can't.
Like, this is why they love Brandon Bolden, right? He's the last running back on the roster, but he's special teamer. But if you need him, he can run the ball.
Yeah, it's a tough
if you need him as a fill-in running back, he's capable of carrying the football. That's what I would say.
Brandon Tate's still in the league, right? As a kick returner.
I don't think he is. No, I think he's out.
Is he?
Huh. He's like a 12-year vet if he's still in the league. I don't think he's playing.
All right.
Yeah, he's free agent. He doesn't have a team.
Yeah.
Want to sign him?
No, but I'm like that type of guy hung on for a while. You know, just being a fifth receiver and having like there aren't those type of guys out there that you could bring in. Like they're always working guys out, right?
Yeah, his last full season was 2 years ago in Buffalo. Last year, he played one game for New Orleans.
I thought he was on a roster. It's on me. But I mean, of all the football players out there, like how many fifth receivers are there that can run a 4.3 or 4.35 that, I mean, give him a chance. Maybe he could spring one. They don't have a guy that I think that could spring one. I think Edelman could give you a big return. I don't know if he could spring it because I don't want that guy returning. You lose him, oh my God.
Do they have anybody on the entire offensive roster that can spring it from anywhere on the field, whether they're on special teams or offense?
That's the thing I said last night too. Like when's the last time they completed a ball over 25? 30 yards.
Or how about a 5-yard pass that goes for 60?
Well, James White, like last night. Do you know James White's 32-yard run as longest of his career? That's hard to believe. That run last night down the right sideline when he sprung it. Longest of his career.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap and the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Christmas is the time of year for being with the ones we love, sharing so much joy and cheer. What a wonderful feeling watching the ones we.
You know the scene we all think of when
I hate that scene.
Hear this song. I've referenced
it's where
this
they
scene
ruined the movie
recently.
It is.
Yeah. Remember how cold it was up in Clark's attic there when he was freezing?
Yeah.
Don't put the gloves on.
My attic is like that now because it's properly insulated and ventilated. You go up there and it's the same temperature as it is outside now. It's the way it's supposed to be, I guess.
What?
Yes. It's like damn cold up there.
So it's hot summer and cold
it's
winter.
It's wild. Yeah, the walls are insulated. The door is insulated now. You go up into that attic, and I call it now the Clark Griswold attic. I'm like, it's like going up there like Griswold. It's freaking freezing up there.
We should be able to do that in here.
I don't understand.
Right? Yeah.
You need to call your attic people.
Got to have good ventilation.
Your attic people to do that in here.
Revised Energy, man. They took care of it. Did it all right.
Your attic good is supposed to be cold.
Good. Yes. It's a cold zone. Yep. Learned all this recently. And you would never know it being just one floor below that because there is no cold leaking down out of that
squirrels
attic.
Up there?
What?
What if you have squirrels up
there? Why would I have squirrels up there?
Some people have had squirrels in their attic.
Well, that's because they don't maintain their home and they let them in.
Some people have flowers in the attic.
Like Shaughnessy, letting the bats into his house. Like, Dan, where are they getting in?
Good evening. I'm on a food line.
I'm on a
food line last
night. Dan, find where they're getting in. Take care of that.
Food line at halftime. All of a sudden, comes up and taps on me. Hey, I'm going to ask you a question.
Turn around.
What the hell are you doing? I knew you were coming to Houston. Yeah, never miss Houston trip. Ever. Nope. Love Houston.
Was he staying with the hotel with the Texas?
I got the
Texas Lazy River on the roof?
In Abigio's. It's good, not great.
Yeah. Like, everybody makes the same joke.
Flannel shirt on.
Dan's
jeans.
Always accused of recycling columns, right? Like this weekend, he did a recap column of his previous columns on the Texans. And it was still a good read.
It's because it's Dan.
But people are like, look at Dan. He's recycling his material again. He does that in real life.
Yeah. Right. He mentioned you in his column last night, Zoe.
What'd he say?
Take that, Zoe, after they played Josie.
Yeah.
In stadium.
They were trolling.
How's the food spread in Houston?
Phenomenal.
I bet.
Yeah. They do it right.
Yeah.
I still don't. I can't believe we were down two boxes from where our box. Where we called the game last night, when we called the Super Bowl, we were two boxes down, but yet felt like we were lower. I was losing them.
You're closer to midfield last night than you were for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because I think on the Super Bowl, we were right on top of the James White touchdown. Like, we were down in the corner, but I didn't.
Level eight, right?
Yeah. Yes. And Dennis had to pull up the picture, like, to prove it. I'm like, well, you're right.
Which, by the way, that was making the rounds on Twitter yesterday, you know, back in NRG, you know, the side of this.
There. I went and stood it.
And
stood
I,
there. It's neat.
Watching that James White touchdown, I'm still not sure he got in. But once the confetti's
out of here.
Once the confetti's on the field.
Well, like, when you're there, you got to go stand there.
He was in.
Yeah, he was in. Like, there wasn't enough.
Definitively. Shoot off the confetti. Don't even bother to reveal. Oh, they reviewed it.
It was like, whatever the call was going to stand. Because there wasn't enough video evidence to overturn the touchdown. That's the way that one was. It's like, you go to Dallas, you got to go to Dealey Plaza. You stand there in that X.
Look, he would have got in.
Stood where James White scored.
They would have got, I'm not saying it changed the game. They would have got in on the next play, but just on that play.
I'm not comparing to, like, Kennedy getting shot, but.
A little bit, you are.
But similar. Like, this is why people do it. Like, the people reminisce yesterday.
Right. Yeah, reminisce about the assassination of a president.
No, times, you remember. I don't know. Good no. Times, you remember. Bad times.
Can we talk about the Ravens quickly?
I'll watch the whole game. Sure. What do you want to talk about?
They're a problem. They're a problem, guys.
I agree. They are.
Oh, boy.
But I still came away from that game that they aren't.
Really?
I don't know. It's.
I look at that game and I say, that's the question you had. You know, can the Ravens not play from out and in front? Because that's what they've done. That's what the 49ers have done, too. They build leads, and it's always easier to play with the lead. It's easier for your defense. And I think the questions about the Ravens have been about their defense. Their defense is legit. It's gotten better every single week, it feels. And last night or late yesterday afternoon, they were in a tight game. Their offense was pretty much muted in that second half, and when they needed a score late, they got it. And I think that's an impressive win because of how they did it.
And maybe because it's rain too, but like the ball floated a complete. You know, the ball was inaccurate on both sides. I think Garoppolo had issues with the ball too. I mean, another big turnover that leads to a touchdown for him.
Yeah,
in
early
a prime in one of those big games, like that's a marquee game, and it killed him. And then you're fighting it. You know, you're fighting it the rest of the game.
Points off that turnover early, got them right back. They had a response when they went down early. They hung in there in the second half. I'm impressed with how they won that game.
Yeah, like Shanahan's
that's a gritty one.
Shanahan's got a ton of coach of the year, you know, considerations, but like I think he killed him a little bit at the end of that game. A little mismanagement.
I got one for you for coach of the year. Mike Tomlin.
Oh yeah,
should get some consideration.
Yeah. Yeah, you're down to your third quarterback.
Hell yeah. I couldn't tell you who won Coach of the Year last year or the year before. I couldn't tell you.
We're sitting there like, what are you doing trading for Minka Fitzpatrick?
It's not an award anybody remembers. But just in terms of the discussion, who's doing a good job?
Buffalo's going to get consideration.
Harbaugh, McDermott, Tomlin. Ravens are now the number one seed. Ravens have the Buffalo Bills this week.
I mean, there's been big games up there in Orchard Park, and we've been part of them.
Who do you want to win that game?
Oh, Buffalo.
Absolutely.
Buffalo.
Thank you.
There's no discussion.
That should not be a discussion.
Hey, Jim. Come on. Bills, make
If you are rooting for the Ravens to beat the
idiot.
Bills,
you're an idiot.
Then you're conceding the season. Then you don't think the Patriots have a shot at anything.
If you don't think you could confuse and get after Josh Allen, you know, and you watch him play, he's played better. He's had a really good
month. And that game is here.
He's a little indecisive at times, and he hangs onto the ball. There's no quickness element with him. There's a quickness element with Lamar that you maybe can't defend.
How many points do they score against the Bills?
I don't know.
24.
Here?
They didn't score 24 in Buffalo, did they?
No. No, but that was up in Buffalo.
Was their offense better then or now?
That's a good question. I don't know. Should be.
It's 16,
hopefully
right?
Trending better now, right? Yeah. Plus your home.
I'll tell you what, I'll go 23, not 24. They'll add one more touchdown on at home.
The hell I know, yeah.
23.
Yeah, Hassanu's ankle then.
That's weeks away.
Yeah, we're far away from that.
We got time before you have to
think
about
it. It's only the Bengals in between, though.
The Bengals are terrible.
You're insane if you're rooting for Baltimore in this one. No. You want to get back your margin of error there. You want that game up.
That means you don't believe in the team at all.
But here's the thing. That's one. That's
worried
one
about hey, Buffalo right now.
That's 1 o'clock game, right?
Which one?
Buffalo Ravens. That's 1 o'clock game. So you're gonna
must be 1 o'clock because they flexed the Bills into prime time the week after.
You're gonna know the outcome going into that. So say Buffalo beats them, puts pressure on you at 4:30, right, against the Chiefs.
Yeah. Hey, Patriots had a chance last night for a double score. Right, their classic double score before halftime, coming out of the half, and instead of a double score, they went punt and punt, is what they did. Mike and Maine on the play calling at the end of that first half. What's up, Mike?
Well, honestly, guys, I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that last drive at the end of the first half there. There was about 20 seconds left, and if I remember correctly, we were at the Ravens' 39-yard line. It was 4th and 10, but worst-case scenario, you know, if you don't get the first down,
then
you give, you know,
I
you give
them
the ball back with you know, with 15 seconds, and best case scenario is you get the first down, you have a couple timeouts to spare, and you can still put at least 3 on the board. I just feel like you're not being aggressive, and it's, you know, you're down by 11 at that point.
Yeah,
too.
You punted, and they took the knee. Left. You punted, and they took the knee down inside the 10, right?
Yeah. I mean, what do you have to lose? You're at their 39-yard line with 20 seconds left, down by 11, and you know, you can punt it, or you can go for it and get 3.
Yeah, I wanted them to go for it.
26 seconds. And so what you've got to basically figure out with 26 seconds on the clock, if we don't get the first down on 4th and 10, and by the way, I have very little faith that they're able to convert 4th and 10, 3rd and 10. I'm just not.
Yeah, but you cut it to a one score game and you're getting the ball back.
Okay,
it changes
but
the complexion there.
This is the question. Would the Texans try and go for, you know, pick up the yards to get a field goal there? Before that,
it was 26 seconds. I'm like, okay, this
is that enough time for them to say, you know what, we'll chuck it a few times and try and get into range?
I don't think so, no. Because if it was 26 seconds, and if you run a play, it takes 6 seconds, they're getting the ball with 20 seconds left. So in essence, you have 2 plays. Do you mean to tell me they're going to hit 2 plays and then kick a field goal? And have perfect clock management? You need, in essence, have perfect pinpoint clock management there. And they really weren't in that sort of deep ball type rhythm to that point. You know, Gilmore was doing a good job on Hopkins. I know Hopkins had big catches at the end. You know, the numbers really don't stack up. He had a couple catches for under 100 yards, but he had big ones. Those big conversions, those third downs were huge at the end, and that helped burn clock. But, like, they didn't have any signs of hitting a big one at that point.
Yeah, based on the
seconds,
time on the clock.
20 seconds isn't a lot of time. I mean, 40 seconds, 39, different story. But 26 seconds, 4th and 10, I thought, go for it here. Get a field goal, 1 score game, you get the ball coming out. Different ball game. You had a chance to, I think, flip momentum. Sort of handed it to them. Handed the momentum back to them.
But if I had to guess why they decide against it, it's because for some reason they're fearful of a field goal. Which we can now debate, should they have been? And with that amount of time, they probably should not have been. Yeah. But I think that's how they look at it. Does the other team have a chance to put points on the board?
Boston, Boston, Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 95 The Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
I'm doing it, live read.
And react. With Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh my God, spit my side, my cheek.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Shut your mouth!
Time now for Read and React. Hardy, let's do this.
Jim, I'm missing a Read and React to begin. Can I use this second one here? Is that all right? Can I use that one?
Read.
The engineer, they cannot fix. We got Dennis. He plays with his...
Good edit there.
Poor Dennis.
Here we go.
How's the heat today? Hot as balls
healing
in here.
Hot. Healing hot, hot.
Ravens beat the 49ers 20-17. An Justin Tucker field goal. His time expired. Here's Tucker in the postgame.
In the spirit of
my teammates who have been up here to talk to you guys the last few weeks, I should say something like real inspiring, like big trust. And I'll open it up for questions.
What? I don't understand what's happening here.
I don't know what that
Help
means.
Help me understand what the hell this means.
Big trust. And I'll open it up for questions.
Big trust?
Who's big trust?
I don't
Mark
know.
Mark Ingram. Couple weeks. We played this last week.
Oh.
Big
oh.
trust.
Okay.
Yeah. No kicker. Mm. Kicker boy.
There's something you know, about there's me. That, there's something.
Wait
that,
a minute. He's the guy that speaks like eight languages, right?
Well, he's the guy. He does the singing. He's the opera man.
He's pretty good.
He's excellent. In fact, I think he's got a future.
I'm not
in that.
Saying bad.
But he's done kicking.
This guy can kick. He can
voice
sing.
Of an angel.
Probably a four handicap.
Kicker hate that you got, Zoe. Yeah,
no,
you know, you hear it.
You don't. You're right there. They don't have personality.
Zoe doesn't want to hear from kickers, really ever. In general,
guys all got what you wish for.
Go do your work. You are to be seen and not heard.
All right. Do you want to hear
tackle Herschel Walker? Huh?
What's that, Jim?
Ty Forbath's a little guy. Spindly.
Oh, very skinny.
Wiry.
Yes, very thin arms, as I saw last night. I was thinking he might have shoulder numbers, as we like to say.
He looks like the guy from Moonshiners.
But he's got shoulders that are just big enough to support numbers without them bleeding over into the blue trim. So congratulations.
You
Don't lose
hear,
any more weight.
You want to hear John Harbaugh's post-game locker room?
Yes, I do.
I say humility, right? That means you don't think too much of yourself. That means you don't put yourself too highly. That means you think of others first. All right? That means you approach every opportunity with everything you got to make the most of it for yourself and for one another and for a greater good, right?
Yes, sir.
That's what you did, all right? That's why you're 10-2. And we're 10-2 and we ain't done nothing yet, right?
See,
team's a little scary.
I don't like it.
If you take that literally and say we haven't done anything yet, the tone of that, though, is like, they haven't seen anything yet. We're even better than that.
Yeah, they've seen nothing yet.
It should be the, like, guys, we haven't accomplished a damn thing yet.
But Earl Thomas said something about, like, depending on who we play in the Super Bowl last week. Yeah, when we get there.
Like, just to look at that quote on paper, it reads differently than it sounds. Because when you hear it, it's sort of brash.
No, I still took it that way. I still took it as we haven't accomplished anything yet.
Whoop, whoop.
It's the right message to say that.
Yes.
Did they say whoop, whoop?
How he said like, it, whoop, though, whoop, just sounds you, more... Whoop, whoop. It sounds a little cocky.
I thought you said whoop, whoop.
You say whoop, whoop.
Ooh. Ah. 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 Ooh. Ah. Was that back on the chain gang? Was that chain gang?
Yeah, you download that yet?
Yeah. Ah.
That Morrissey cover?
The Morrissey version.
Oh.
I forgot about that.
Better get on that.
Steelers beat the Browns 20-13. A lot of talk about Freddie Kitten's T-shirt. He wore it on Friday.
Yeah, he did.
Referencing the Myles Garrett situation. All it said was, Pittsburgh started it. Freddie Kitten's. Here's him in the postgame.
The T-shirt didn't have anything to do with us at the -1 moving out. I wore a T-shirt. I wore a jacket with it. My daughters wanted me to wear the shirt, and I'd wear it again. I'd put a jacket on. I covered it up. I took a picture with a fan. That was as simple as that, you know. T-shirt didn't cause us to give up 40-yard passes, and we were ready to play.
Man.
That's the only thing
we
need to be concerned about. We were ready to play.
You got your ass out coached again for like the seventh time this year. So if you'd have won the game, T-shirt would have been the biggest deal, right, to him?
I don't think so. I really don't. But let me ask you a question. Does it sound right for him to be saying, My daughter wanted me to wear it. Shut up.
Nope.
That is a sad excuse.
Who would have met Patricia to wear a clown shirt?
Right. And what did we do here? At least some of us.
Oh, you hated Goodell. I mean, you hated Goodell.
What are you doing? No one likes Goodell, but you want to be a head coach?
That's not the look of head coach.
Like, that's just not the look you want to have as a guy who's going for a head coaching job. He did eventually get that job, and I'm sorry, Hardy.
No, it's fine. All right, Freddie Kitchens didn't make much of the shirt, but Ramon Foster and the Steelers.
Yeah, I know our coach would have never done anything like that. Why throw gas? I know I said I want to answer, but when you do something like that, you throw your players in harm's way. He's not on the field. You throw your players in harm's way when you do stuff like that with a Vanderson. I hate that for them.
What does that mean, you put your players in harm's way? What does that even mean?
Like, you're going to take it out now on the players because the coach wore a T-shirt. So if the Texans showed up in SWAT gear, are you going to take it out on the coach? Because he's not controlling the players? I don't understand. What motivates you as a team?
Did you see Cam Sutton's shirt yesterday. If you didn't see that, I'll show that to you now, Zoe. Cam Sutton of the Steelers wearing a picture with a cartoon football player urinating on a Cleveland Brown.
Oh.
That's what he's doing. It's sort of based on the Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah. Calvin on the Ford on the back of a Chevy.
Yes. You know? Right. Yes, it's that, but it's on a T-shirt, and it doesn't appear to be Calvin. It's like similar, though. Same look as the Calvin sticker on the back of the pickup truck window.
Good, good.
Three.
Park.
React.
This show is incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
Just state that for the record.
Dolphins.
Oh, you get just inundated with the same. It's like,
Dolphins beat the Eagles yesterday, 37-31. Philly head coach Doug Sloan Peterson after the game.
That's a good football team. I'm telling you, it's a good football team. Record does not indicate anything about them at all. They're well coached. It's a disciplined group. They play hard. You see that on film, you know, and even some of the games that, you know, obviously their record, again, doesn't show that, but these guys battle for 60 minutes, and we knew that coming down here.
It's a weird environment to play in down there.
You know what we're learning? You know what we're learning about Philly is that Doug Peterson...
Mrs. Frank Reich
is what I was going to say.
Or he's they really kept not the wrong quarterback.
Reason why they were successful when they won the Super Bowl. That offense was Frank Reich. And Frank Reich is now in Indianapolis. They didn't win yesterday. They lost to the Titans. But Frank Reich was a big part of that, and they have not recovered without him.
Nope.
They have not. And by the way, the Dolphins are not a good football team. Come on. Nobody does.
Eagles keep the wrong quarterback.
In addition to that, how does that Patriots win there now look? Not as strong.
No, it's a good win. You got to evaluate it for that time when you played that game. Both teams coming off the bye, cold conditions.
We were unsure about what the Eagles
tough
were.
Tough environment. I'm sorry. Now
we have more evidence that they're not a good team.
So the Pittsburgh win's not a good win, even though we're going to give that guy potentially coach of the year.
No, Pittsburgh's 7-5. That's a good win now.
Pittsburgh,
okay, that's become a good win now.
Yeah, they also had Ben Roethlisberger then. We've always sort of given them credit for that win.
Like I said, depending on what's the state that week, that's how you got to grade these wins. That was a good Pittsburgh win. That was a good win against Philly.
Well, the Eagles, it's not like the Eagles win was two months ago. It was Philly's a couple weeks ago.
Philly's playing for first place here. That old division sucks. You swept the whole NFC East.
Well, the Dolphins beat them, so the Dolphins win gets bumped up enough.
How many AFC East wins are there against the NFC East this year? Like, there's a bunch. Like, Jets beat Dallas. And Miami gets a win against Philly. Some good wins.
You swept them?
Three.
Misery. What's the name of that movie with Kathy Bates?
You just said it.
Misery.
React.
Aw.
Bengals got their first win of the year yesterday. So we get to hear from Cincy head coach Zach Taylor for the first time in Read and React. It's been a while, but here it is. Here's Taylor on the win.
Proud of them, proud of the coaches, proud of the players for sticking together through these 12 games and earning this win. And now, you know, that pressure is off of you a little bit. The guys felt it. And now that that's off you, you get a chance just to go and be free and go get some more wins and finish this thing out the right way.
Sounds a little bit like Chase Winovich.
Be free. It's just now you're free.
And now that that's off you, you get a chance just to go and be free and go get some more wins and finish this thing out the right way.
Can you play the interns podcast, Jim? Like that between the lines or blown lines, whatever the hell. The Jimmy the Gambler, the intern, Jimmy the Gam. Kind of sounds like him.
Couple years older than Jimmy.
Did you hear what happened to Jimmy this weekend? Jimmy got recognized at Banners. Somebody walked up to him and said, "Are you Jimmy? Are you the intern, Jimmy?"
No way.
From the Zolek and Bird Transfer?
Are you...
Can you take a picture of me?
Are you the Jimmy? And he said, "I'm a Jimmy." And he said, "No, the Jimmy."
What'd you say?
Zolek and Bird Transfer.
Yep, sometimes. Yep.
And then you were like, only follow me on Twitter for all my hot picks.
Yep, three times a week, I'm in there. Yep.
It's not a bad Jimmy impression.
Gave him a $5 tip.
On one drink or on a meal? Two drinks.
I'd give a tip.
Hey, a place like that. Classy joint.
Yeah, I don't know.
Expensive drinks. It's about to go in, right?
Learn the drink menu.
A couple bucks a drink.
Yeah.
Hope he didn't ask you to make the drink.
Here's a tip. Vodka and orange juice and a screwdriver.
Three. The last time that happened, Tom, is when the Patriots did it back in December of 1988.
88. React.
We have that tonight, don't we?
That is tonight on Monday Night Football, which is a good one. by the way. Another good matchup on Monday night. ESPN must be thrilled.
They are.
With their slate this year. It has been good.
Seattle wins this tonight. Seattle wins this. San Francisco goes from the one seed down to the five
in 24 hours.
Oh! Yeah. 8:15 kick. Minnesota at Seattle tonight. 8-3. Minnesota 9-2 are the Seahawks right now.
Boston's home. Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
21-9. Houston with the lead. Johnson to the right of Watson. He hands it off to Johnson, who then gives it to Hopkins on a reverse. He pitches it to the right for Watson, who dives to the pylon. Did he get in?
Had a forward pass.
Deshaun Watson celebrating with his teammates. The pylon knocked over. The officials with a less than emphatic signal, and the Texans have added to their lead.
When Bill O'Brien decided last night, after having the drop in the end zone, declared not a touchdown, that they were just going to throw it up and do it again, and go to take another shot at the end zone, like they did, that's when you sort of realize maybe they're not playing tonight. Maybe Bill O'Brien, he's not playing. He's here to win. He's here to win this one.
Yeah, it's almost like you're going for the juggler there.
Yep. And they knew they had it.
What a weird process, though, again, of what is a catch, what isn't a catch. So the Philadelphia Eagles touchdown against you in the Super Bowl was a touch. That's almost like an identical play.
Right.
That is like.
And I thought after 2017.
I said it going into the review. I'm like, I have no clue what they're going to do. I thought it was a touchdown.
I know that under the old rule, that's not a catch. We know that. We could tell right away.
Not a catch. But
now I don't know what
rule.
The new rule is
control in the end zone is instantaneous touchdown.
Yes,
and Jones did a good job knocking that ball out.
One of the good things he did
after
last
he caught
night.
It.
Very few good things he did in that game last night.
After he caught it,
bad night for him.
Thought he caught it. I don't know what the hell a catch is.
But I don't know what counts as instantaneous possession anymore. I do not know, and I don't think they have been able to define it themselves.
I thought Jacoby Myers initially was not a catch.
Let me
on
ask
the
you.
Sideline.
Let's ask you.
Like,
this
we
way.
Got two different angles. It
should that
like
be a touchdown?
Should that have been a touchdown?
Yeah. Well, the way you want it called.
Yes.
The way you want it.
To me, that's a football play touchdown. Yes. Bang, bang. Because I think end zone, I've always, the way we've always even done it in the past, 2 feet in, you control it, boom, tap, tap, in. That is like a running back and I know it's different for a runner, you break the plane, and the ball could get punched out, but as long as you break that plane, it's bang, instantaneous. You got to crease that line. And if you're over, boom. I thought he secured it. One,
you know
two,
why that's a touchdown? That I want that to be a touchdown
one,
because if that happens
two,
in the middle of the field at the 50,
three.
I want that to be a fumble. If Jonathan Jones does that at the 50-yard line after he catches
two,
it, I want that to be a fumble.
He catches it. He makes a football move. Almost gets three down. Left, right, left.
It's a good way of putting it, Jim.
Yeah.
If that happens in the middle of the field at the 50, you want that to count as a possession because that would be a catch and then a fumble as opposed to an incomplete pass.
If that's Phil Dorsett, I'm screaming touchdown.
Everything's officiated different in the middle of the field when it comes to ball placement, whether or not you're breaking the plane or any of that stuff. It bugs the crap out of me. But
it should,
this one
because
last
that's
night,
like the Phil Simms rule. Well, it's really not a penalty and 2 minutes left. No, right. A penalty's a penalty.
This one last night on the TV whoever they were using,
three.
Who was there?
No, the ball was loose before that third step.
Third step, but still he got two down.
He got
you
three.
Agree.
He got three down when he gets the knee down.
Third
when
loose.
He gets the knee counts.
Yeah, but the ball was already moved.
The ball was moving on his left thigh.
And again, in super slow-mo, the ball moves, you know? Sometimes you still have the ball and it can be
well
moving.
Before that knee.
Out.
One.
He has the ball.
Two.
He still has the ball.
Watch from the other angle.
He still has the ball.
He has two.
He still has the ball.
Barely.
No, he's not controlling it.
Barely.
Pulls loose on his
body. He still has it. It just bugs me. And then last night on the telecast, they're talking to whoever the rules guy was last night. I don't know who it was, but he said, one, two, he never gets third foot down.
John Parry?
Maybe. I don't know. But Al Michaels asked him, he said, well, doesn't the knee count as a foot? And the guy laughed. He goes, no. Like, yes, it does. I don't think he really heard him in his defense. He thought he was done talking, and Michaels asked him something he probably didn't understand. But the knee counts. He has the ball. It's a touchdown.
I mean, it didn't matter. It scored on the next play, but
yeah,
still.
No. I was just referring to the fact that they went right back at it.
I just said,
screw it. Let's go right at this again.
See, that's
and they did, and they scored. That's how you knew it was a different sort of night there.
I understand the ball's moving, Beadle, but he still has the ball. You're allowed to move the ball.
I just don't know what they consider a catch and nothing, because that play is exactly what they told us after 2017 would now be a touchdown.
Yeah. Yes.
And here we are in 2019, and it's not a touchdown. I didn't know what to expect there, because the rule is not clear anymore. Under the old rules, that was not a catch.
That's Patriot
and so
receiver.
They went with
I'm
the,
going nuts thinking touchdown.
They went
touchdown.
With the old rules is what they went with there. That's how they went with it. Whatever.
One, two. Two and a half.
Yeah, whatever.
Bang, bang, bang.
They went right back at it, though. Got to respect them for that. Took their shots.
And Stills with the body control. Good pro. Like, that's what you want Dorsett to do. Like, slow it down. Shield with the body. Use your body to keep the defender away. And then put the hands out to catch. Like, that deep crossing route by Dorsett. He's just running and keeping his hands right here in front of him. Like, waiting for the ball to fall into his gut. You've got to slow that down, come back, and fight for the football. Brady's trying to make a play down the field at that point. You're looking for chunk plays. You're trailing. You're just trying to run through coverage and just, like, run into the ball.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.